Pittsburgh's latest renaissance and focus on cutting-edge technology and research has improved the lives of many residents, but left others behind. As part of our week-long series exploring inequity, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin, the three greatest areas of inequity are access to healthcare, affordable housing, and pre-K education.
We hear about the two Pittsburghs and one leaving the other behind, but we tend to hear about it when it's politically expedient. What's being done especially to make the two Pittsburghs one?
First off, you have to recognize where the inequity exists. So within the city of Pittsburgh, we realize that inequity follows race, that there is a very strong correlation between being black in Pittsburgh and inequity. With housing, we are looking to create one of the largest per capita trust funds for affordable housing in the nation. We're working locally with neighborhoods to establish inclusionary zoning policies.
But we don't have the money to really do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, council's still looking at other options other than raising the real estate transfer tax 1%. I'm all for it. I believe that the wealth that we're generating in this city today and the sale of property from that should be the vehicle in which we create affordable housing options in this city.
Mr. Mayor, you mentioned two other major inequities that follow race, healthcare and early education.
With health, we're working with the community and with the Pittsburgh Public Schools in order to be able to provide health benefits at the neighborhood level, and even with Pittsburgh Public Schools initiative to create community schools so that those services are provided directly at the school, not just for the student, but for the family as well. And for education, we've created a task force to start to put together a pre-K initiative in this city that will guarantee that every 3- and 4-year-old has access to quality education. What will happen then is kids will begin to start out in kindergarten more along the same starting point, and then by second grade, more than likely reading closer at the same reading level and giving them an opportunity at the beginning.
One inequity that we're exploring is access to public transportation. We often hear about food deserts, but what about transportation deserts?
Pittsburgh Community Revitalization Group has started to put together maps looking at the entire Allegheny County system and the areas that rely upon public transit, mainly low-income areas, and then what type of accessibility those areas have to the places that you need to get to the larger employment centers, to the areas where medicine and food are readily available, and then being able to create a map of showing where these deserts exist, where people do not have adequate access to the services they need. And those areas then become a special case in which options need to be created for.
You're obviously a favorite to win re-election. If there was one big inequity that you could tackle in another term, what would it be?
If there was one issue that I wish I could be able to fully fund, it would be providing every 3- and 4-year-old in the city with adequate education. But we don't get the opportunity to pick and choose in government. And when we start to look at where inequity exists in the city, we have to be able to, at the baseline, hit upon all three: education, healthcare, and housing. So over the course of these next 4 years, what we want to be able to do is partner. And we can't tax our way into the final ability to create these programs. Which of our nonprofit institutions and our foundations and our corporations will become part of creating this new program for Pittsburgh that would be every much as a new program that Davy Lawrence created in the 1940s with the Renaissance? But instead of being brick and mortar, it will be an investment in people. And that really needs to be done across the board.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.